Can you slide a little bit that way, Carson? Thank you very much.
How the first 2 days gone?
First 2 days were good. Today was not quite, you know, what we expected. Coach had to get on us a little bit, but yesterday was a good first practice, and today was kind of what you expect of a second day. A little bit sluggish. We had a couple guys pull up with a little some cramping and some minor things, but like Coach says, there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. It's a grind. We have a double day tomorrow, and we just got to keep working.
Carson, why are you so excited this year to get things going with this team, this new organization, this new era?
For a ton of reasons. It's a, like you said, it's a new regime, top to bottom. There's been a ton of changes. The new offense is so exciting to be a quarterback in with the guys we have around myself. Just with the way last year ended, the bitter taste in our mouths, and just a ton of reasons. There's not one or two reasons we're excited. We have a lot to prove. We have a lot of guys that are hungry, a lot of guys that want to make their mark in this league and are excited at the opportunities they have in front of them.
Personally, do you feel reborn, rejuvenated?
I do. It's everything's new. Everything's new, top to bottom, and we all have to go out and improve on what we did last year and reprove ourselves again, and I'm just excited for the opportunity.
You didn't get to play with Darren Hall last year, but now you've had a bunch of practice in the offseason stuff. What have you learned about him?
We've only had two practices together, really, other than OTAs. Never had the chance to work with him at all last year. But I think the thing, everybody knows he's fast and explosive and all those things. But the thing that's impressed me the most is the leader he is. There's a lot of running backs that are kind of quiet and just sit back and get the ball and go. But Darren's the first guy in every line. He's working hard. He's encouraging guys. He's a tremendous leader. And that's something I didn't know about him. You don't know what to expect when you come into a new situation. I've been very pleasantly surprised with the leader he is and the veteran he is. He's extremely hard working, one of the hardest workers on the team. And you need your best players and your so-called superstars to be the hardest workers.
How much defense have to sort of respect his speed and the ability to have? What does that do for the passing game?
Well, you hope they load up the box and try to stop it that way, and you get one-on-one opportunities on the outside. But you don't know. That's the exciting thing about football is you don't know how people are going to game plan for you. You don't know how they're going to prepare for you. The thing that typically happens is you try to get eight guys in the box and stuff the run first because we are going to be a run-first football team.
Carson, obviously coming in the middle of the season last year, I mean, it was an adjustment period for you with the offense and with getting to know the guys. Talk about the strides you've taken to get on the same page with the guys, and are you seeing that bearing fruit right now in practice?
Yeah, but we have a really long way to go. There's been things that we've really connected well on, and a couple different routes that we've repped so many times that I'm starting to feel comfortable. I'm not completely comfortable until I do a certain route with a certain guy, maybe 50, 60, 70 times. So have a long way to go, and there's some things that we have very few reps on. I had a chance to throw a ball I hadn't thrown to DHB today that I didn't get to him, and it's just one of the many plays we have to continuously work, and that's why we're here. That's what training camp's about.
When you look back at what you had to do, how difficult was it in retrospect now that you didn't get a chance to really see what you were able to accomplish?
Yeah, I really haven't. I've gone back and watched myself and critiqued myself, but I really haven't thought about just how crazy everything was, because everything was crazy. I don't need to convince myself that there was a lot of turmoil and a lot of unexpected things that happened to myself last year in this organization. So I really don't take a whole lot of time to reflect on that. I've really just been so focused on the future and so focused on a new